Well, Dean, it's three league draws to start the season. You must be really happy with that one, though.
One defeat as well, you know, on Tuesday, which we wanted to put right because we didn't feel that we played anywhere near where we can, but still created enough chances to win the game on Tuesday. But it was a much improved performance today. You know, for 25 minutes, it was tough. They kept the ball well and got balls into Henderson, and we had to defend well. But then I thought we came into the game after that, and, you know, second half, I thought was a really, really improved performance. And it's a tough place. They're fancied this season. They've got money to spend, as you can see in Simpson, McEnough and Henderson, and we've restricted them to very few chances.
You must look on enviously to sort of the players that they have brought in, but that must give you a lot of encouragement, really keeping them quiet throughout the 90 minutes.
Yeah, it does, but the players they've got, it also makes me quite confident in the players that I've got and the ones that I've got to come back as well. I really do believe that we can do something this season. You know, I know we've gone four league games without a win, but some of the performances, Port Vale, Bradford and today have really given us a lot of hope. And, you know, I believe that we can go and do something this season. I thought Tom Bradshaw was outstanding up front today. You know, and Anthony Ford got his full debut and done ever so well as well. So there's a lot of positive signs, and we'll take that going forward.
Let's touch on Ford, full league debut today, but what a chance he had after 54 minutes. You must have thought that was going in.
Yeah, he did. He made it himself. When he closed the goalkeeper down, it's something that we'd looked at that we thought we might be able to get a chance from, and he'd done ever so well to get the chance himself. And I think he didn't realise how much time he had, and you know, he's attempted the back heel, and you know, on another day it goes in, he becomes the hero. So, but I was really pleased with the whole performance from Anthony Ford. He's got quality in both feet, crosses a great ball, but as you saw with a few strikes as well from distance, he's going to test goalkeepers because he can move the ball in the flight as well. You know, but I was pleased with the substitutes as well that came on today. Reece Flanagan making his debut, you know, looked at home as soon as he got it. Kieran Morris come on, had another couple of chances as well. So I'm really pleased with what we're doing at the moment. Romain Sawyers has come on, and you know, he got a bit of stick on Tuesday night because he wasn't to the level that he's been at. You know, and he put in a really good shift for 25 minutes, and you know, could have nicked it at the end for us.
Yeah, word on the team that you did put out today, two changes from that Yeovil game. Did you feel, I mean, it did need freshening up, and it was good shape with Baxendale and Ford on either wing?
Yeah, there was good balance about us. You know, I've been mindful of the number of games that we've played in a short space of time. You know, they certainly do test us in the first few weeks of the season. And, you know, Fort Mal and Romain had been a bit tired, so that hence the changes, and give Grimesy a little shout in behind in the pocket. And, you know, I thought they'd done well. As I say, we was under a bit of pressure for the first 25 minutes and then weathered that and came on and on the counter attack. I thought it was excellent because we knew that we had to defend a lot of balls into Henderson. We had to defend a lot of second balls and broke from there, so I was really pleased with it.
So the different defence at the moment with Holden in there and Kinsella at right back, but Richard O'Donnell really doing well to save that shot from Dean Cox on 56 minutes.
Yeah, Kinsella played against, you know, one of the players of the season last year in Dean Cox. He's a tremendous player at this level, and you know, the one time he escaped him, Richard O'Donnell came up trumps. To be fair, I mean, it's one that I expected him to save, you know, because it was a good hype for him, and but he had to go and make the save. But Liam Kinsella against Dean Cox was terrific.
Word on the Palace game now, the League Cup tie. You've got through to this game, Premier League opposition. Talk about the injured players first, if we can. Are there any players likely to come back? We saw O'Connor on the bench today.
Yeah, Jim came back, and you know, I didn't really want to displace Liam Kinsella because I think he deserves his place at the moment. You know, when he came in and done well. Yeah, we've got Sam Manton who's back training. Ben Perk is back training, but Tuesday's game will be too soon. So we're looking at having a game on Wednesday behind closed doors for the players to go and get some minutes into them, and you know, hopefully they'll be back for next Saturday then, including James Chambers as well. Jordan Cook's only about 2 weeks away now as well, so you know, really positive signs that the squad that we've assembled are which I think can go and do really well, are coming back together.
Palace coming to town, what do you make of what's going on down at Selhurst Park at the moment? I know Pulis going just before the season started, Malky Mackay perhaps taking over. What's your take on all that's going on down there?
Well, I think when the draw was made, I think it must have scared Tony Pulis off. but no, I mean, things happen at football clubs and characters clash, and you know, outside looking in, that seems to be what's happened. You know, Keith's in charge at the moment, and you know, whether they get a new manager in for Tuesday or not, I don't know. But it's a competition where, you know, I believe that Premier League teams will be looking to try and go as far as they can. And you know, I'd be surprised if they don't play a real strong team against us. But we've got to be ready for that. It's a home tie, which I haven't had in the last 2 years, going to QPR and Stoke and putting some really good performances. So it's an opportunity for the players, you know, to go and prove to people how good they are.
Well, you'll fancy your chances. I mean, do you think sort of the off-the-field activity can affect players? I think they've started their Premier League season certainly with two defeats.
Yeah, I believe they got beat 3-1 at home to West Ham today. You know, but they'll be looking to bounce back. You know, we know it's going to be a tough game, but there's always the chance of a shock. And you know, us beating Crystal Palace would certainly be a shock. But we've got a lot of belief in that dressing room. That, you know, we've played Villa pre-season, played Leicester, and put in really good performances. So hopefully we can go and do the same.
They won't like coming to the Banks, will they?
No, they won't. You know, it's a good place for us, and hopefully we can go and get the win and you know, do really well.
Hopefully bring a lot of fans in as well.
Well, I hope so. It'd be nice. We was 50-50 with Man United, but we got Crystal Palace in the end, so not to worry.
Cheers, Dean.
Cheers, Tom.